Greetings, audience. Just saying that gives me a certain amount of relief in my vagina and body, because I haven't talked to you like this in a week. Well, actually, last Wednesday I tried to do a recording cast, but I was so discombobulated that it was just, I talked like 5 minutes and I was just too out of it to do it, so I just erased it. Which I don't normally do, audience, but I had to because this injury from my bicycle accident, it's been just annoying. Because what happened is first, now I last did a program, I recorded it 8 days ago on Sunday the something of August. And with the Tampon Tammy, I think Lady Bunny was on it. No, Shashaldon, I don't remember. Griselda, whatever her name is. But that day I was on the Vicodin, so it was fine. So I wasn't feeling the pain all over my bodice. But now I feel the pain. Even now it's been, yeah, like 9 days since my accident. I got a new cast. Now it's orange. It's made out of some fiberglass or something. And the thing is, it's not only washable. I mean, waterproof, but they encourage you to, you have to get it wet every day to keep it hard. So somehow water keeps it hard. So at least I'm able to clean it and avoid it smelling. But like, I get it wet, like my vagina. I get it wet in order to, you know, finger it out. No. I get it wet so that I can, lick it. No, not that. I get it wet in order to cool my arm off so that I can go outside, since it's like going to be 90 today. But I'm starting to realize that's a dumb idea, because when I get it wet, you have to do it once a day to get it wet and clean it. And then it takes like an hour or two to dry, right? The waterproofness. But the thing of it is, I'm going to go to my little post. The thing of it is that it itches when it's drying. It itches a lot. Let's see. Let me look at my phone. Oh. Try texting Griselda. It's uncomfortable, but I felt the need. I have to, let me put this on hold so I don't accidentally shut it off. 1 second. Oh, it's already on hold. So, but I don't want to go more than a week without a grum, because I don't want to get in the habit of never doing it, because it's so easy to happen. So I'm trying, audience, so this probably won't be very long. I'm trying. But I want to tell you a few things. I'm sorry about this weird stereo effect, but people like Rob Pickle, they just change it to mono. I've got a little Telegram group. It's only for listeners, and I'm not posting it on any links. It's a secret for people who won't listen only, because a lot of people want to just lurk and troll, but not listen to the grum. And so far, this has worked out really well, because everybody in the Telegram group so far has been a listener and not just a troll. You can show your penis there. I don't care what you post in that place. Maybe I shouldn't have said that, but it's true. Unless it's a horrible penis. You know, define horrible. I don't know about that. That's a good discussion. Oh, my arm. Oh, my vagina. And my chest, because my upper left breast still hurts from... I think I landed on my wrist and my chest and maybe my chin in this accident. And it's weird, because I don't really remember how I landed. It's just, it was such a slow motion fuckage. I don't know. It sucks. It really fucking sucks. And, you know, people look and they say, oh, what happened to your arm? But when they see your arm bandage, they assume that the rest of you is fine. But no, it's not. I'm traumatized and I am very much in a state of discombobulation and post-traumatic stress. I have the PTSD and I need a ribbon for that. Anyway, the Telegram group, I don't have it with me. I think it's t.me/yeastradiochat. I hope so. I hope that's what it is. t.me/yeastradiochat, I think is it. I hope so. Pretty sure. Pretty sure. If that's not it, then email me bloatedlesbian@gmail.com and I'll send you a link. So, couple things. The new orange. So the Max and Stacy are doing this new podcast on their own. called Yeast. It's called Yeast, the Orange Pill podcast. I've been in the first two episodes. I'm kind of like, I guess, a lesbian relief. I do my little opinion thing in the middle of it. And so check it out. You might enjoy that. You go to Orange Pill Podcast. You can subscribe to the audio podcast on any podcatcher, you know, like you do here. But I think for me, you should get the video so you can see how I did my fat body. You can see me in a cast, too. Fat and itching and very sweaty. I was very sweaty in episode two. So just search YouTube for Orange Pill, the Orange Pill Podcast. And you'll see me in there. And I talked most recently about the election, the nomination of Joe Biden to the less than so, whatever you call it, shit. And, gosh, I feel so much pressure in my arm. It's kind of like having a blood pressure cuff on. I don't think it's supposed to be this tight, but they said it is. I asked. They're like, yeah, because you're fat. You're fat and we need your arm to be tight. And they said I already have arthritis in my arm when they looked at the x-ray. I don't know how they can see that shit on an x-ray, but Jesus Christ, it sucks. I broke my wrist 15 years ago, and I don't remember it being this annoying. But it's really hard to do your job when your job involves typing all day, and you only have one hand, and Siri's bullshit. Try using Siri. Okay. Siri isn't that bad for dictation. The problem is I'm using Citrix to use a PC, my work PC, through the Mac to Citrix Windows 10, right? And the Windows, to use the Windows dictation is just fucking garbage. It's just the fucking worst. It's like, if you say, my name is Fred, it'll say, eat my ass out or something. I mean, it's just completely off. That's a really bad example. I think you know what I mean. But, so what I try doing is using Siri dictation, press function key, right? Use Siri dictation, and then from the Mac environment, and then it sort of goes into the Citrix from there. And that works, except after I press function key to stop talking, it just repeats what I said like 10 times. So basically what I have to do in order to use dictation, I have to go into my OS 10 Windows thus and so. I have to go to the Notepad or any text app. And then I have to go into the Notepad and then use the dictation and then copy and paste it into the Citrix. It's such a fucking pain in the ass. So it's very hard, you can imagine, for like, you can't really do a back and forth on a message chat. It's pretty fucking hard. Audience, it sucks. It sucks ass, actually. I'm trying to stay away from these people walking their dogs because I don't want people to hear me. Well, she's got a real mop. She's got a COVID mop on her head, that lady. Oh my God, she looks like a Lhasa Apso. Oh my God, this lady's horrible. I'm going to go to the street. So, anyway, back to Lhasa Apso. Lhasa Apso sounds like laps. So, I want to tell you something, audience. I was out and about on the internet. First of all, can we just say that Kellyanne Conway's daughter, I think her name is Claudia, she's a hero. I mean, she really is. She got that fucking Kellyanne out of the fucking White House just in time for the election. That's a fucking feat. And she's sacrificing her peace and serenity at home, I'm imagining, in order to do it. That's a heroic act, when you sacrifice yourself for the greater good. I'm not going to go into the details. You can see all that all over the internet. But I think this girl's amazing, this Claudia Conway. Conway, whatever the fuck her name is. I'm so impressed by her. And I think she's an example of direct action, what direct action can do. Direct action is basically whatever you can do in your life to make a difference in as much as you can. You know, and some people that might be picketing the local grocery store because they squash somebody to death, which I should do because it's fucking Jewel Osco. Don't ever go to Jewel Osco. They did kill my friend and nobody cares. That's another story. I haven't mentioned it. Anyway, I was perusing the internets, the Twitter, and I follow. Lately, I'm in an echo chamber deliberately, and I tend to be around far left progressives, people that hate everything, and like me. And I saw a post, every once in a while, you know, I'll see something that kind of makes me, sort of solidifies my thought or makes me see things perhaps a little differently. As a lesbian, I try to be a little open-minded. And somebody posted, one of the Red Rose people said, if Biden gets elected and everything's the same as Trump, why are people voting for Biden? Okay, I'm going to try and rephrase that. Somebody said, if nothing will change under Biden, why would you vote for Biden? And I said, to get rid of Trump? Question mark. And that really sort of solidified my own opinion, because that's really all it is. And I tell you, it's fucking pathetic, because I think I've mentioned it many times. I certainly mentioned it on this orange pill in my little opinion that, wow, this should be the most exciting election. Not just important. We know it's important. But it should be exciting. It should be a time for enthusiasm, audience. I mean, just to have such a horrible orange madness on the one side, we should have a better choice than just some Boris Yeltsin mess. The only difference between end of empire U.S. and end of empire Soviet Union is ours don't have alcohol. Our geriatrics aren't drunk like Boris Yeltsin. But that's neither here nor there, I suppose. But, you know, it should be exciting, but guess what? It's not. And this is unfortunately what it is. And I think the most important thing for me is, I'm just going to try and be honest about it. And I've been using this sort of thus far, I've been trying to sort of use this argument that to say, like, okay, well, I'm not going to support Biden officially, as if it matters who I support. I mean, let's be real. I have like fucking 10, an audience of a dozen. It's ridiculous. But I like to pretend my opinion matters, because otherwise I would probably just stay in bed all day, even though I'm not, I really can't. I gotta work. So I like to pretend I have this mini kind of, whatever it is, who cares? My point is just this. So, let's pretend my opinion matters, which it doesn't. If my opinion matters, I've been playing this game where, like, I'm not going to endorse Biden until he supports Medicare for All, because we need leverage by withholding our endorsement, even though Bernie hasn't done that, even though Sean King hasn't done it, Michael Moore hasn't done it. They've fully supported Biden at this point, although Sean King did it. I think he does it because of, you know, his wife supports Biden, and I think he'll just never hear the fucking end of it, to be honest. Sometimes you just get cornered by your spouse. You got to do what they want you to do, because you won't sleep. I think Sean King wants to sleep, but that's another story. But my point is, I have to do what feels honest, and my problem with politics is honesty. And the fact is, I'm just going to be honest with you now and tell you that I'm going to vote for Biden regardless of whether or not he supports Medicare for All. And I really wish he would, and I truly, and this is the part that people miss because they don't want to hear it, and I say it again and again, I really think he needs to support Medicare for All in order to win. And that's my point that so many people miss, because I constantly hear it when I make these arguments. People say, yeah, but we have to wait until he's in office, then we can pressure him, which I think is bullshit on its surface, but also it ignores my argument, which is that he can't win without it. So when people say that to me, it's like, I think, oh, you're really not even listening. You're just hearing talking points in your head. But I feel like I need to be honest about that, just because there's so much dishonesty in this game. I'm just going to put my cards out on the table and tell you that. The reason is because I do think that, although I think foreign policy, I think neoliberal foreign policy is horrific, the way they ignore the plight of the Palestinians. If you look at Gaza's been bombed, I think, since August 10th, and nobody's reporting on it. Kamala and Biden, in some way, are worse than Trump, who doesn't even give a shit. But the problem with Trump is that he's just so unhinged and just stupid. And I've been reading the Mary Trump book, so I feel like I have some insight into what goes on to his brain. And it truly is all I just feel like he's very dangerous. Extremely. I mean, it's obvious. There's a I've been paying attention to the presidency, and everybody who has can make their own decision. And for me, the Supreme Court issue is major. Probably the most important issue, but I feel like even though Biden might be senile, he is more likely to get people who know how to make sane decisions behind him, and I just feel a heck of a lot safer. And what Trump does, and the stuff with the post office is really alarming to me. Now, I know Matt Taibbi wrote an article sort of saying that the post office scandal is a bunch of malarkey, but... And usually I agree with Matt Taibbi on things, and I think he does great sort of counter-reporting on things that are sort of zeitgeisty. But on this, I just don't see it, because he's basically making the argument that people, you know, the left and the right, have been fighting against the bureaucracy of the post office for years. And that, you know, trying to dismantle the post office is nothing new. But it's all about the timing. And the ramping up of the dismantling of the post office in time for the election, in what appears to be a very deliberate way, along with Trump's statements about it, to me is very alarming. And I was worried about it before the reporting got big. And my personal medical doctor said a couple months ago, before this stuff really got popular, he said, you know, the thing I'm worried about with Trump is that he's going to steal the election through the post office. And that was before most of this shit really went mainstream. And I thought, oh, okay. So I am definitely voting for Biden. And again, it's sad. It's awful. I'm not really voting for Biden. I'm voting against Trump. I think he's horrible. But I'm devastated, and I think it's horrible. And I think Biden will be a terrible president. You know, it's just sad. I mean, the best thing he could do as president is probably just resign and give it to Kamala, I guess. And then... God, it's awful. I don't really have much faith in her. She just seems like an opportunist. But she does have the fourth highest progressive rating and the whatever. Now I feel stupid. No, I have to be honest. It's sad. I don't like her. I think she slipped to the top. There. See, I'm being honest. I think she fucked her way to the top. That's what I heard. What do I know? And yes, men do it too. Like the Jeffrey Bauer champion on RuPaul's Drag Race. He obviously slept away to his... place of the judging table. He's fucking horrible. But I don't know if I want to talk about Drag Race now. I'm in so much pain, audience. So I don't know if I can flesh this argument out right now. All I can tell you is that I don't want a child to be president. He's just completely narcissistic. Read Mary Trump's book. I mean, just to really understand how his mind works, it's very... I've read a lot of stuff about Trump, and this is particularly useful because it's just really close to him. I mean, you really get to see how every decision he makes is completely based on his ego. Like when he was defending the Q people the other day, he's like, well, basically the way I heard it, it's like, yeah, they're nuts, but they like me, so it's fine. As long as you say good things about Trump and you like Trump, it's fine. So... But what can I say? There's nothing I can say bad about Trump that hasn't been already said. But it's hard for me to even make this argument because Biden, he's so awful. I mean, I've been going to protests, several protests, against the police. You know, abolish police, abolish police. And so have a lot of people. And and then he goes on the TV the other day saying that he wants to give the police more money. And basically he says, no, he's not going to abolish the police at all. He's doing the opposite. He wants to have national rules and all this bullshit. It's complete nonsense. So he's completely ignoring progressives. So, you know, he's going to ignore progressives. And the goal, and I just don't think that's going to work, and I don't think that's going to win the election. I think that's how to lose the election. When Reagan won in 80, he won because he scooped up the right-wingers, the crazy Bible thumpers that wouldn't have voted otherwise. A lot of the reason Trump won is because he picked up a lot of crazy people who wouldn't voted otherwise and who didn't show up in the polls because of that. Likewise, if Biden were to have truly progressive policies and be like, agree with progressives and be against the defunding or in favor of defunding the police and in favor of Medicare for all, then he would win in a landslide, I think. But the polls don't show it because it doesn't reflect corporate interests. And it's all fucking horrible and creepy and awful, and that's just the way it works. I think I talked about that in my orange pill bit too, how, you know, isn't it a coincidence that the conventional wisdom just happens and the political calculus just happens to coincide with what exactly what the special interests want, what the healthcare companies want, which is status quo. Of course, they, you know, it's, I studied statistics in college. You can make your statistics look like whatever you want. Those progressives are going to stay home. And the Biden people had better hope that there's enough centrists to win in a landslide, which Trump can't contest. And I just don't think it's going to happen. I think it's a huge fucking mistake, which is why I've been hesitant to endorse him. I hate to use that word because it's so arrogant for somebody who is a podcaster with three listen turds. No offense. I just saw the worst plastic surgery person pass me. God, that's fucking depressing. Oh. I'm sorry, audience. I feel like shit. I don't think I'm making any coherent argument here. I don't think I'm making sense. I just want my arm to stop hurting. I don't know. But Medicare for All, like 70, something like 70 plus percent of the people, talking about polls, want it. And what about all those people that have been marching against the police? Are they going to vote for Biden? Even though that's exactly the opposite of what he is? I mean, certainly Trump doesn't support that position of abolishing the police, but neither does Biden. Or are we just supposed to say, okay, wink, wink, he really will? But we know he won't. He truly is a moderate to right conservative person. When it comes to law enforcement, when it comes to healthcare, he said he would veto Medicare for All. So supposedly he's progressive, but I'm not sure exactly what that means, except that he, you know, I guess likes to sniff kids. I don't know what that means. Progressive. More progressive than Trump? Not progressive when it comes to matters of foreign affairs. I wish somebody would explain it to me. How is he progressive? Just by the way he gives speeches about lightness and darkness and Star Wars? Anyway, my point is that I'm voting for him to get rid of Trump. Because at least I really don't like the way Trump has handled COVID, for one. And I don't like him. I don't think Biden would throw away the Affordable Care Act the way Trump is, especially since he was partially responsible for it. But at the same time, the Affordable Care Act is really discriminatory because it makes it really hard for anybody who isn't rich to get health care or who isn't really poor. It really fucks over the middle class, and it has to be fixed. And at the same time, we've already got Democratic-funded political action committees or whatever they're called, you know, putting out ads against the trying to kill the Biden compromise, which is, what do you call that thing? Not Medicare for All, but a public option. So there's a Democrat-led organization, I forget the name of it, and they're actually actively seeking to stop the public action because they're, you know, a front group for the insurance companies. Public option, you know. So it's all fucked. And climate change is fucked. So regardless of what happens, there's no hope for the planet. And that's huge. I think Biden won't do dick for the Green New Deal. I mean, oh my God, it's horrible. So, I don't even... Yeah, but Trump is worse. Even though we still won't have a planet in a generation or two. The big picture is fucking horrible, let's face it. I don't think I can even talk about this anymore. I'm not trying to... See, that's the thing. Like, it's not that I won't persuade people. I just can't. The arguments are what persuade people, not me. I don't have a fucking argument. All I can do is tell you that I'm voting for Biden. I don't have the equipment to persuade you. I don't. All I can tell you is I feel safer with Biden than Trump, so I'm voting for Biden, and that's fucking it. And I am not, you know, and I saw somebody like Brian Place, who used to support this show, and he said on his, and he runs this Trump 2020 anti-Trump whatever thing on Facebook, and he said, you know, tries to be a fair moderator. He posted something yesterday saying, if you're going to vote for Trump and you're a left person and you're either not going to vote or vote for Trump, then please defriend me now to save me the trouble of having to investigate you later. And by the way, there will be a public shaming. And this is somebody who's trying to run who runs a fairly popular, user group or whatever on Facebook about the election. You know, and it's just, I would not do that. I'm not going to do that because I don't think it's, that's not what this is to me. I have friends, I have relatives who are going to vote for Trump, and they're going to stay my friends because I like them. And if they're voting for Trump, it's not because they're fucking evil. It's because they think that's the best thing. And when you're up, when your only other option is Biden, who am I to tell them who to vote for? And who am I to tell them who to vote for anyway? Voting, I think, as much as it's a right, you have the right for it to be personal or something. Anyway, I feel horrible physically. I have to go work. It's Monday. I have a bunch of work I put off from Friday because I was getting my new cast on. And I get was like, here, do this for me. Can I do this? Can you mind if I do this Monday, person from work? And then he's like, yeah. They're like, no. So, audience, we're all getting through this together. You know, if you vote for you, you vote for somebody, you vote for... Oh, wait a second. I think I have a Roger Smalls email. Let me read that. I think I have a Roger Smalls. I can raise the roof, audience. The roof is on fire. I don't need any motherfuckers move. I'm going to raise the roof with Roger Smalls. But now I have to find my, I have to find a bench to sit on because I have one hand. I'm an old woman, audience. Oh, and if you like, the thing, the orange pill thing, you should comment about it. Tell them on the YouTube or somewhere. You know, otherwise they're going to think nobody gives a shit about this Madge person. So I'm just saying. I don't like to tell people to do that shit, but, you know. Ow. Plus, it's a great show. Not just the me. Max and Stacy are fucking prophets. And if you ever want to know what's going to happen financially, watch Max. You'll learn a lot. I learn a lot from those two more than anybody else. Truly. Where's my Roger Smalls email? I'm sorry, Roger. This is really hard for me, as Tammy would say so often. Jesus, this fucking hurts. I gotta stop thinking about it. Tampon Tammy, Roger Smalls. Oh, this is a long one. I'm gonna do my best to read this, and I apologize in advance. What? Oh my god, and a video? What? I don't know if I can do this now. Oh my god, wait. I'll try. I don't know, we might have to continue this on another day. Dearest Madge, I trust that you are nice. Thank you for reading my previous correspondence, and sorry that you were confused about my ex-fiancé's bulbous hand. God, and that was before my hand exploded. How prophetic of Roger. I wish to share with you my current relationship status and get you in a sexual mood. Please play some romantic sound effects. If you are able to play the soundtrack from the following video in the background whilst you read my letter, then it would help the audience to envisage everyone's fantasy of eating a romantic candlelit dinner accompanied by an Asian lady with smooth olive skin, superior intelligence, and limited human rights. I don't know what she's babbling on about in the video, because it's in a weird dialect, but I like to imagine she's telling me how much she loves me and wants to marry me. So wait, I'm supposed to play this while I read the letter? I'll have to do it in studio, Roger. I don't know if it's going to be now in this podcast or next time, but that's a lot of instructions, and I'll take care of it. I don't want to not follow your instructions and just read it now. So I'll do it in studio. I'm not sure about the sound effects, Roger. I'm really out of sorts. I'm discombobulated due to my bulbous casted hand. In any case, audience, I will continue this perhaps or perhaps not. Hello? Okay, so now I'm in the studio. And I'm going to do this, so I got the... I hope the air conditioner comes on. Doesn't come on, because I don't want to get up and turn it off. I just don't. So it might come on. It's on, but I hope it doesn't. If it does, just deal with it. I know I will have to. I hear the slightest buzz in the background, but I don't want to have to get a preamp. You know, it's like, it's just my voice. But it makes me fucking crazy. I could put a noise gate on. Should I put the noise gate on? Should I put the noise gate on? Toons is the driving cat. Is that it? There, the noise gate is on. I'll just leave it on because it makes me a little less fucking crazy. Just that little bit less crazy to have the noise gate on while I talk, Roger. Okay, so here's this. This is the ridiculous soundtrack.
Ha ha! 粉丝破100万了。
I'm supposed to talk over this? I don't know how I'm supposed to do that, but I'll try. This is not a soundtrack. This is a woman tasting disgusting crab food. Shellfish. It's a mukbang, I guess. Okay, fine. After the disastrous cruise... and the Latvian was deported, I was told to stop being so depressed and advised to get back to work on the dating scene. Friends told me to join clubs to meet girls, so I joined Slimming World, and I was surprised that this actually works. It's brilliant. Slimming World groups are filled to the brim with lots of women with very low self-esteem, making them all desperate. You can say anything to them and they take it as a compliment. I'm usually the only man there, but it's full of poon. Many of which show potential. They also share some of their innermost personal details with the group, which is useful. The ones who say they can't get a BF straight away are on the list. Before lockdown, I managed to join 4 different Slimming World clubs in different areas who don't... No, I've joined multiple ones. It's very addictive because there are so many fat-lonely women needing help. I wish my glasses weren't so dirty. During the weekly weigh-in, they take their shoes off for the scales, and you get to see their feet. To see the decent ones, then you filter out all the ones worth dating when they announce if they've lost weight or not. I make a mental note and only approach the ones who get the certificate losing weight 3 weeks in a row. I avoid any girls whose weight loss is too drastic, though. It could be down to anorexia or meth, and no one wants to see stretch marks staring at them if they get lucky. I do find... This is distracting, Roger. I do find, though, the stereotype of fat people being jolly isn't always true, though, which is good because you can then rule out the miserable and shallow ones who just sit and glare at me throughout the meeting like I'm salad or something. So far, I've been on 2 dates with 2 ladies in the same week. Dating Slimming World ladies is really cheap, too. I took one to a restaurant. She just ate breadsticks while I complimented her on how good her willpower is. Then I ordered the XL fish pie because I wanted her to feel better about herself. It worked, too. She told me how thoughtful and considerate I was to respect her diet. I didn't attempt to kiss her, though she's still way too big. But at her current rate, I think she'll be ready in 3 months, provided she sticks to the plan and loses it from her forehead. God, that's fucking annoying. The other date was even cheaper. I took her cloth shopping in the Friary. fat women are so easy to advise about fashion. I just kept telling her not to wear leggings or stripes and buy anything elasticated, and she thought I was Versace. Elasticated? The best part was we found a lovely expensive dress that I said I wanted to buy for her. But then I suggested it would be a waste, as it would be too big for her in a few weeks after she lost more of the weight. I added the word "the." Sorry, Roger. She said I was really sweet for being considerate and complimenting her on her weight loss journey. Although it turns out that journey went in the wrong direction when she relapsed a few weeks ago and I piled on around 12 pounds. She piled on around 12 pounds, then dyed her hair pink, blaming depression on Brexit. I dodged a bullet there. Why do fat people call their diet a journey, Madge? I don't know. Everything's a journey if it's bullshit. I guess that's my answer. All the Slimming World groups had to shut down due to COVID in pursuit of hygiene within the community, but some are opening soon. I think covering some of these women's mouths with a mask will be a good thing to stop them snacking so much. I have a feeling some of the girls I had my eye on may have slipped on their diets during lockdown if they've just been sitting on the couch stuffing their faces with jammy rings, watching episodes of Jeremy Kyle and Mulberry all day. Time will tell. I don't know what any of those things are. Jammy rings? Well, I don't know what that is. But there may be lots of new fatties joining the club, too. Some wealthy, chubby divorcees wanting to tip the scales with pedicured feet, maybe. Who knows? I'm very excited to be riding the horse again. Do you have any tips for dating fat women? No, I don't, Roger. Just be tolerant. I guess it's easy for lesbians. One minute you're shopping in a vegan tobacconist's, catching the eye of another woman, and then casually virtual signaling to another. Next minute you're ripping each other's sandals off and fucking into a nice minge. It's hard to be straight and ugly, Madge, but there is hope with these fatties. Yours is in disease, Roger Smalls. Roger, that was very nice. I appreciate your weight loss, your journey through weight-losing women, and I'm sorry that I read it so poorly, but I feel like garbage. Everything hurts, Roger. Let's hear your mukbang a little more.
Can I suck on him? What?
Yeah.
You want to write a poem, honey? Put the big one in your mouth. Suck it. You have a car?
I want to suck your pussy, baby.
That's a gross sound.
Why don't you suck it all the way down your throat? Oh, I love big lips, honey. So what are you doing tonight?
That's about all I can handle, audience. I got a lot of work to do at the office. It's hard to keep a job these days, but I'm finna try. That's the wrong theme.
Hot
sauce.
小姐姐说让我吃个大虾，她全班同学都给我双击，来了，看到，这个虾个头够大，撸个狼牙棒。
How big is your tits, honey?